From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. The best of the bad options. That's how the Department of Corrections is characterizing its plan to reduce prison overcrowding in California. Katie Orr reports from Sacramento.
More inmates will be sent to lower security fire camps. Some elderly and sick prisoners will be paroled early. Additional beds will be leased from county jails. Those are among the measures California is proposing to further reduce prison overcrowding. A federal three-judge panel ordered the state to produce a plan or face a contempt of court citation. Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation Secretary Jeff Beard says the plan is ugly, but it's the best the state can do.
We can't do any more without creating huge problems for the counties, without creating huge problems for this historic realignment that occurred, and without creating huge problems for the public safety, and we just won't do that.
Beard says the plan was submitted under protest because the state believes it's already done enough to reduce overcrowding. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
California healthcare groups may soon be required to double-check their insurance carriers before telling a patient all medical services will be covered. A bill moving through the legislature is intended to prevent the shock a patient may receive from an unexpectedly high medical bill. Anthony Wright is from Health Access.
When you're going to the hospital, the thing that you're not thinking about is asking every doctor who walks into the room, hey, are you in-network, by the way?
Clinics with out-of-network services would be required to recommend patients consult their insurance company, and hospitals would have to do so in writing. The California Medical Association wants the bill changed to eliminate patient confusion and what it says would be an administrative burden on small medical business. The bill